Guten Tag, Mikrofon.
Bonjour, Mikro.
I'm Lisa Wilkins. I'm an artist here at the HISC. I'm doing a two-year program. It's called a post-academic research program. So I have a beautiful big studio here at the Leopoldskaserne in Ghent.
I'm Konrad Dobler. I was invited by Lisa to converse.
We have a bit of time to talk about drawing today. The interesting thing in our previous conversations was that it was not about drawing in the sense of drawing as a medium, or what is so special about drawing, or the drawing for the sake of drawing, but that it is really about drawing instructions to be the best means to do so, a form of image making. And that it is about a form of observation. Book Objectivity by Lorraine Dustin and Peter Gallison, and that there's an ethical question possibly connected to it. And it is, a good starting point. The media or the process is always an indicator for the origin, or the origin of ideas and ideology. Because I have a feeling that's often neglected in the conversation around drawing.
Could you enlarge that to art practice in general?
The process is an indicator of who made these messages. And I wonder why drawing is then often be considered to be something quite specific compared to, I don't know, video. It's like video seems to have a much broader kind of allowance.
Rudi Dutschke, he's a German
kind of breathing
student,
breathing
opposition
space
leader from the 1970s.
Maybe that has to do with a broader society. I think drawing was regarded something more natural 50, 60 years ago, because it was much more represented in society. Video now is all over, so there's no... It's almost like a natural occurrence.
I figured.
In a weird way.
In the latter part of the 18th century, drawing took on associations diametrically opposed to the submissive pliability expected by the naturalists. Yeah, and maybe this drawing is almost becoming something unnatural now. Or there's a...
It's an effort.
Yeah. And it's I often have it as a reaction that
drawing would provide the mute.
People don't really believe me that this is a drawing,
in which to express
or
the
that
ideas and designs
there's a
that underlay skill.
I must be some kind of
taste in ingenuity,
superhuman, or kind of weird. I must use extra special lenses and tools in order to be able.
The paper
to
is old GDR
to
paper.
To make what I make.
It's and not acid-free, so it changes color over time.
The concept of training, year-long training as a way of acquiring a certain skill, almost sounds like something from the Victorian age or something. Yeah?
In a trend that began in the 1740s and continued unabated into the 19th century, numerous schools offering free drawing instruction to children of the industrious poor opened in Paris, Vienna, Leipzig, Lyon, Glasgow and Dresden.
In a certain way, it is education coming from that perspective. Without a form of knowledge from that point of view, and knowledge being skill, I think there's a form of thinking that can't exist in the practice of drawing, or in your practice, to be specific.
The symbol of substance, of forethought and reflection in handiwork, was the sketch that guided the weaving of tapestry, the printing of textiles, the cutting of stone, or the painting of porcelain. Scientific illustrators were seldom members of academies, since the artistic genres they worked in, mostly still life and the decorative arts, were rated low in the hierarchy, topped by history paintings.
It also has to do, in my understanding of what you said about it, with looking. Mm-hmm. And it's about... there's a friend of mine that turned publisher, but who is an geographer and archaeologist, as an academic one. And one of the things that she showed me was that, and that it's a few years ago, so maybe that scanner or mechanical eye exists now, but to depict fragments of stones, phases, etc., mm-hmm. or also geological minerals, etc. Mm-hmm. The depicting of the human eye and then tracing it with hand is still the most exact. Mm-hmm. And I found that a very fascinating discovery, that in all its inexactness, it is truer or more readable. And probably it omits a lot of information and interprets.
Is this a real one?
But still, the communication is much more efficient. And that I find a good, creating a good field in which we can somehow work.
And it's probably also because these are still images that need to be seen by humans, right?
So also,
once machines will do the analyzing, maybe then machine-made images are much more efficient ones. Maybe the machines can't understand our way of looking at
quite likely so
maybe that could be really, really interesting. And maybe that's also why I still think there is an importance in drawing photographs, because the way the drawn image can translate the information that is in the photograph is a different one to the actual photograph, I believe.
Es gibt keine Sicherheit für die Zukunft, dass wir nicht scheitern werden.
I'll do all the anecdotes maybe of this.
In the latter part of the 18th century, drawing took on associations diametrically opposed to the submissive pliability expected by the naturalists.
It's the autobiography, or assumingly autobiography, of Noguchi, mm-hmm. and he describes he was once working for Brancusi for a short period, and he talks about this as relevating or irrelevant for him, saying that the way Brancusi was polishing was going against the grain, literally. So he never learned how to polish, mm-hmm. but invented a mechanism to polish something, which took him days, not to say weeks maybe, because that is a very highly specialized thing where you follow steps, and if you break the chain of steps, you don't polish. You ruin what you have just polished, et cetera, et cetera. But still Brancusi insisted on doing
it
his way.
There's no certainty and, or guarantee for the future.
He described it, but it's in the words of Noguchi, and I understand it might
that
be the words of Brancusi. He was rendering it visible that way, and I found that such an incredibly precise description.
Yeah.
Because you do that because you render it visible, and you can only do that for yourself.
But we have to try.
Which is has to do with your drawing practice somehow, I believe.
And I think there's a beautiful kind of continuation from this drawing would provide the mute craftsman with a language in which to express the ideas and designs that underlay skill, cultivating reflection, taste, and ingenuity. There's an idea of making the visible intelligible. Mm-hmm. Right? So not only rendering something visible, but making what is visible understandable. Right? It's like, is there a way to actually translate information or to generate knowledge through this kind of visualization.